What's going on, y'all? My wife and I, we often talk about this as far as like dating culture, marriage relationships, stuff like that. And we see marriages like ending, you know, in divorce, separation and stuff like that. And we're always like, man, why does this happen? How come people don't stay together for the long haul? You know, we're always like, man, why? And in my mind, I'm like, I know why. It's because marriage is an institution by God. One man, one woman shall become, you know, leave their father and mother and become one flesh, right? And in the Bible, there's also examples of people that had multiple wives. You know what I mean? So there's an argument like, oh, they did it. How come we can't do it? You know, whatever that argument is. So back to my thought, which is, it's God, marriage and having marital relations is made for marriage, right? And God created that. Okay, God, that's what God wanted, right? That's God wants two people to come together with intimacy and things like that, but inside of a marriage and be with that one person till you die. Right, that's the institution, right? That's what God wants. There is an enemy, there is an opposition to God who does not want that, which is, I want to say, the main reason why marriages don't last. They end in divorce. It's because there's a spiritual attack, there's a mental attack on our society to where it's flipped. And we think that, no, we don't need marriage. We can sleep with whoever we want, right? I mean, that's what we're doing now. And then some people might think, well, oh, that's the old way to look at it as far as like, oh, being married to only one woman, or you don't understand, I was in abuse, which is understandable. There is reasons in the Bible that you can divorce your partner, your spouse. Abuse, you know, talking mental, physical abuse, sexual abuse. You know, there's reasons that you can leave the partner, right? But the idea is to stay with them for the long haul. And I'm not saying that you have to stay with somebody who's abusing you. No, like, don't do that, right? I think it's Paul. He says, I don't know where it is, but it makes sense, right? For if you're mentally abused. Now, if the partner is willing to like work on it, if y'all are both willing to work on it, then work on it, you know, fix it, change it, move forward. But I mean, and it's sad like that people are getting divorced and separating and having multiple partners, and the children are the ones that are really suffering for it. The kids of, if they say they have kids together, and they're not married, they're separated, they're divorced, and then now they have separate partners, now they have families with another spouse. You know what I mean? It's complicated. It gets complicated, and it's complicated for the children. Because there could be animosity toward the father or the mother. Either one of them could be narcissistic and keeping their kids away from each other. I mean, there's all these different things, man, and this is exactly what the opposition to God wants. He wants that confusion. He wants a society that thinks it's okay to sleep around and go from partner to partner and have kids with one partner and have kids with another partner and have kids with dominator, however many partners. I mean, it's bad for society. Bad for society. And I don't know. And I'm learning too. I'm not saying like this, that I don't want to be like the holier than thou type of person, right? Like my marriage is, I mean, no marriage is ever perfect. I go through stuff. My wife and I, we have our own problems. But that's what we understand. We understand that marriages have problems, and we together, we work them out together. That's what marriage is. One of the huge things that I think is a huge proponent of a couple staying together is communication. Communication about finances. Like, if you're a man, like for instance me, if there's a woman that I think is attractive, and I know that I can fall into temptation with that woman, I'll tell my wife, like, I'm working alongside this one person right here, and you know I'm attracted to her, she's attracted to me, and I just want to let you know, pray for me, help me, you know, not pray for me, but just to let you know, just to let her know. Give her that heads up. You know what I mean? That's the communication that we should have with each other. With finances. I bought a Snickers bar. Sorry. You know what I mean? Not something that small, but you know, like, oh, I went to go get a car in debt and I forgot to tell you. What? What? Are we doing that to our partners? You know what I mean? Like, no. Talk about the budget. Talk about how much money is coming in. How much money is going out. I'm telling you, that one thing alone, doing a budget with my wife, has helped my marriage. By folds. Like, because the reason why I know that is prior to that, the communication was very little, very small. We had it in our minds that our partner knows what we're thinking. I had it in my mind that she knows, she understands. No, she doesn't. Like, sometimes she may. Like, if you're married for a long time, then they kind of know what you're thinking. You know what I mean? But like, if you're newly married and you think that they understand, you need to tell them and let them know what's on your mind. And that's the basis, almost the basis for being married with their partner. You communicate, you talk, you let them know. How are we going to raise these kids? You know what I mean? Are we doing okay? Should we homeschool them? Should we send them to public school? What should we do? Talk to each other, know each other. And it's sad that not all people think like this. I mean, not all people want to be married for the long haul. And that just goes to say that how important it is to actually vet if you're single and you're looking for a partner like to stick with for the long haul. That's how important it is to actually vet the person. Don't go sleep with them right away. You know, try to wait till marriage. Don't give them all your feelings right away. You don't even know this person if you dated them for one night. No, like get to, don't even like kiss them. Just don't even give them that. Like try to restrain yourself. Get to know them first, because if you let your emotions make decisions for you, you'll end up in a place that you never wanted to be in the first place. So vet the person, meet their family, bring them to meet your family, bring them to meet your friends, bring them to, you know, meet their friends, ask your friends that you're close for, your brother, your sister, your mother, whoever is closest to you that knows you well. Hey, what do you think of this person? You know what I mean? Those are just things that you can do. I mean, but that's the reason why I think that society is the way it is as far as relationships, dating culture, marriages and stuff like that. Why they break up, why they stay together is because you have to think of it from a biblical perspective. Like, what does God want for marriage? And that there's an opposition to God that doesn't want that. So it's constantly fighting each other. And the people that like and read the Bible, understand what it says, pray to God, you know, talk to your partner, communicate with them. There's a portion, I think it's in Corinthians, where Paul talks about withholding intimacy from your partner. It says that the husband's body is the wife's, and the wife's body is the husband's. If your partner needs intimacy, give them intimacy, whether you're tired. I mean, of course, they have to go with your feelings and stuff like that. It's a working process, right? It's a work in process. And if your person needs intimacy, give them intimacy. If your partner needs intimacy, give them intimacy. Don't withhold it from them. And because, you know what I mean? That's an important piece too. You know, that's an important piece. Intimacy is huge. And I'm not saying that that's the reason why a lot of them leave. You know what I mean? A lot of them leave because it's their decision, because maybe they don't have enough self-control to say no to somebody who's attracted to them. You know, maybe they don't have enough self-control to communicate to their spouse, oh, I'm attracted to this person and I feel like I could go into temptation with it. I'm just letting you know. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But yeah, there's the whole with intimacy from your spouse, and I say that lightly because sometimes spouses are abusive. You know what I mean? That's why I say you have to look at it from a biblical perspective. You have to look at it from how God sees it. Go on AI, you know, ChatGPT or Grok or something, and ask, what does the Bible say about marriage? Study that. You know what I mean? Figure it out, and then approach it from that aspect. Because if you approach it from a secular aspect, then it gets twisted. But anyways, those are just my thoughts for today, you guys. October 28th, 2025. Appreciate y'all. Bye. I forgot one thing. Happy birthday to my wife. Love you.